It'll be the fourth arrest for the 45th president. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Former President Trump says he'll turn himself in Thursday in Atlanta to be arrested on election conspiracy charges. That's the day after the first Republican debate in Milwaukee that he will not attend.
President Trump posted on his social network platform, quote, "This is in strict coordination with crooked Joe Biden's DOJ. It is all about election interference." He could have gone at any time, but that is the Trump way of trying to reclaim a news cycle from the eight Republicans who actually planned to show up to the debate the night before. The president and the DNC are saying they are not going to entertain any debates from primary challengers on the Democratic side.
Fox's Peter Ducey, and there are eight candidates invited by the Republican National Committee to debate in Milwaukee tomorrow night based on polling and fundraising numbers and a pledge to support whoever the nominee is. Trump says he's a no on that part. Expected on stage, Doug Burgum, Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott. On the outside looking in, Francis Suarez, Perry Johnson, and Larry Elder. There's a new vaccine meant to prevent RSV infection in infants. It's given to mothers before the baby's born.
RSV is a cold-like nuisance for most healthy people, but the respiratory infection fills hospitals with wheezing babies every fall and winter. Pfizer's vaccine, given in late pregnancy, allows moms-to-be to develop virus-fighting antibodies they pass to their fetus. Food and Drug Administration approval came Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention must also sign off before maternal vaccinations can begin. The only other option to protect babies is giving them lab-made antibodies. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Parts of South Texas are getting heavy wind and rain from Tropical Storm Harold today. Landfall is expected south of Corpus Christi late morning, early afternoon. There could be flooding from 3 to 5 inches of rain, maybe up to 7 inches in some spots today and tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
18 bodies are found by firefighters in Greece who've been fighting a wildfire in the northeastern part of the country. Fire department spokesman says they were found near a shack, possibly migrants who'd come across the border from Turkey, since no one's been reported missing locally. Now 115 deaths confirmed in the Hawaii wildfires. A lot of tourists go to Hawaii, of course.
Should visitors to Maui keep their travel bookings in light of the deadly wildfires there? The short answer, according to officials, is yes. The Hawaii Tourism Authority released guidance on Monday that tells visitors while they should avoid West Maui and the areas devastated by the wildfires, the other areas on Maui are safe. Governor Josh Green said when tourists come to Hawaii, they, quote, support our local economy and help speed the recovery of the people that are suffering right now. Search and recovery efforts continue in the impacted area of Lahaina, which remains off limits to the public. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It's nice weather for Tropical Storm Hillary cleanup.
Communities from the Pacific Coast to outside Las Vegas seeing record summer rainfall from Tropical Storm Hillary.
We are not used to rain in the summertime. And also there's many homeowners who have not recovered from the rains in January.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass discussing recovery efforts on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto.
We prepared early. We were all in place, and so we were able to weather this.
The LA Unified School District will reopen all schools today after closing for the storm Monday. Online flight tracker FlightAware reporting more than 1,000 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. were canceled because of the weather, and nearly 4,800 were delayed. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Former House Democrat Debbie Mercusel-Powell announces that she's running for Republican Senator Rick Scott's Senate seat in Florida next year. She served one term in the House, losing her seat to Republican Carlos Jimenez in 2020. She's the first South American-born immigrant to have served in Congress. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A suspect wanted after Champaign County Crime Stoppers said he stole $7,400 from several Champaign ATMs this summer. They're asking for the public for help in identifying him. Last June, a man made 44 fraudulent transactions at two Chase Bank locations on South Mattis Avenue and West University Avenue. Anyone with information can contact police. Illinois' controversial Safety Act, which will eliminate the use of cash bail, goes into effect in September. It follows the state Supreme Court's ruling that reversed an earlier decision from a Chicago area judge. The court stated in its 5-2 ruling on July 18, determining the constitutionality of the Pretrial Fairness Act. Warehouse in Muhammad destroyed Saturday night when a fire tore through it. It woke up neighbors with a series of explosions. Cornbelt Fire called around 11 p.m. to 600 Hickory Street. Crews arrived to find the massive fire burning inside the warehouse. They're investigating. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. Appreciate that. ESPN 93.5, Half Century of Progress show going on in Rantoul here in the next...
starting up on Thursday.
...day or so, and going to be a little warm for the people
Rantoul.
Wandering around Rantoul, Mr. Solier.
Yeah, long lines at their beverage stands, but a far more comfortable go of it anticipated the week after that at Farm Progress down at Decatur Tuesday to Thursday. That'll be a far more easier go of it with temperature and humidity in mind. But yeah, it will be a close and uncomfortable one here over Wednesday and Thursday, even part of Friday, I think. And the Friday does make the mention of a mere thunderstorm in one or two spots, but at least over the weekend, boy, everyone will reap the benefits of a cooler and then drier air mass. That should take us into early next week as well. Maybe another big warm-up slated here just beyond the Labor Day holiday weekend. So not done with summertime by any means. And it is a summery feel out there this morning. And the tropics are busy. Not only did we have Hillary across the western states, there are five features right along and just north of the equator. But they are moving from east to west into the southwest Caribbean, the deep and western reaches of the Gulf. And one of which, Harold, making a run into the Rio Grande. And that will be it for that. Around here, 74 now. Whirling in Savoy, 70 and Rantoul. The dew points are going to climb. A hot and humid day's worth of weather. The heated warning until late Thursday evening around here. Use care and caution. High temperature today. Manageable along with heat index values. 91 the expected high, up around 100 on the heat index. Low to mid 70s for tonight. Here comes the tough stuff at 96 tomorrow. 98 Thursday. Heat index values 105 to locally 115. And a slow drop on these muggy overnight lows as well. Both tomorrow night. Still a hot one on Friday at about 93. There may be a thunderstorm in one spot or two early and late. Then cooler, drier air for the weekend at 84 for Saturday, 80 on Sunday, upper 70s, low 80s. That's more like it with sunshine Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Steve Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, nearly one out of five of you say your place of work is very or somewhat toxic.
Oh, I can relate.
Grr. Dang it.
Stevie, dang it.
According to a poll by the American Psychological Association, the number of individuals who report experiencing a toxic workplace without protection from harm is troubling. The heck? Workplace culture expert, CEO of Wayne Human Capital, a recruiting firm that helps find the right job candidates based on their personality profile, Chase Bryant, Wayne Human Capital. Not heard of this. Tell me about it, Chase.
Yes, so we're a new kind of recruiting firm, and they use a personality-based approach to help employers find their employees, and not just hiring the people who can do the work, but actually hiring the people who were made to do that work.
Yeah, that's a good one, because right now, people need people, and they come and they leave, and they want flexibility, and they got garage sales Friday. I mean, this is a unique.
Yep.
Chase, how do you know a guy rather go garage sailing Friday than work?
What would that?
How do you know that the guy you're getting a profile on won't tell you, but they're going to want to go garage sailing versus work on Fridays?
Right. So the ability to do the job is what most recruiting firms and most employers hire by, but personality is really measuring the willingness to do the job. So are they likely to show up each and every day to this position? And we determine that based off of how intrinsically motivating is the work going to be for them. So is it draining? Is it exhausting every day for them to show up and do what they're being paid to do? Or does it have some kind of inherent benefit in the work itself?
Well, it's tricky because you're not sure. Some people know they got to work to buy gas and things like that, but sometimes it's really hard to tell because people can flip on you pretty quickly. Well, I didn't know they do that. I mean, I'm hearing stories that are nuts where people you hire, you spend 2 days, they sign all these things, and then they come in late five times in a row. I mean, it's just it's a tricky market, and I think COVID kind of messed this up too.
That's true, but I think we also have there's a pattern in business of investing on the back end. So instead of really doing your homework as a business owner and understanding the candidate before the point of hire, we like to hire the individual and then kind of use this probationary period, this wait and see approach. And that doesn't bode well for subsequent job performance and success. We need to do our homework on the front end, actually understand the candidate that we're hiring. How in the world are we going to meet the needs of our employees if we don't even understand the needs of our employees? So we have to do our part first, keep our side of the street clean, cultivate a relationship of trust, and that will allow us to do incredible things as a team.
So you're against probationary time, like 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, to where you really see if it fits. You don't think you ought to do that. You ought to fix it on the first part.
So I think it is a much better strategy to play the long game and invest on the front end with so many things in life. But I think that the issue with probationary periods, at least the way that they're typically used in the U.S., is that it's this period of, well, I don't know if I believe in you yet, and I'm going to give you this opportunity to prove to me your value. And we'll see how it happens. But that isn't the great foundation for a trusting relationship. We need the employer to be the leader in this relationship and say, I've selected you for a reason because I see tremendous potential in you, and it's my responsibility as the employer to cultivate that potential and help you develop into the professional that you can ultimately become.
Okay, so what if you're combing over their social media and, you know, they're saying all these all-nighters with Call of Duty or whatever. should the potential employee look at their social media and their posts and start to scrub?
I think that we should be very wise with what we choose to display on social media. I think that this is a shift that is happening, but it's happening all too slowly. There is an accountability factor there that's just lost on a lot of millennials, you know, that we find. I'm a millennial myself. I don't really use social media very much, but I am careful with what I do choose to post because it's representative not only of me, but of my organization and my family and friends. There are far-reaching consequences. So I encourage employees to be mindful and intentional about what they choose to represent online. And I encourage employers, this is an additional data point that you can get free, no charge, an insight, a little window into the life of your employees. Definitely vetting social media is a fantastic idea.
Well, I'm just going to, let me just add, Diane, if I could, that if you have somebody and they test well with your system, and yet you find some disturbing posts, now what?
So each of these is a data point. So social media is a data point. A work sample is a data point. Each psychological assessment that we use is a data point. And we don't make decisions ever based off of a single data point. We only make decisions based off of patterns and trends. And it's never perfect, you know.
How are you with others? I mean, we know what the regular recruiting people do. Are you doing better than they are? Have you had the success when people call you and say,
found a good fit?
I mean, if it's not perfect, are you better than the normal way?
Oh my gosh, yes. There is so much to be gained from actually doing your homework and studying before the test, as opposed to just winging it.
Yeah.
And that is what we're bringing into the realm of recruiting is just, let's actually seek to understand the employee first and then make an informed decision, as opposed to, we like to call it hiring from the hip, where most business owners, they're just hiring the people that they know and like, or the person they think is smartest.
So when I used to hire people to work overnight, I just grabbed their wrist and see if they had a pulse.
Right.
That was a bad way. Bad way to do it, huh? Okay. Hey, Chris, how can people find Wayne Human Capital?
Oh, yeah, I'm Chase, and you can find us at waynehc.com.
Just talk to country music star Chris Jansen. That's what I had right. Chris
Sorry
on the brain.
That.
Sorry, Chase.
This is a compliment.
So Wayne Human Capital, and you're a new guy because people have their ears perked if they can find somebody and not make a mistake,
right?
As we all do.
I mean, you're investing thousands of dollars in these people who are coming on board in the company.
Yes, tens of thousands of dollars in their training and development. The cost of burnout and turnover, they're tremendous, and they have the potential to cripple an organization just with those costs alone, not to mention the impact of hiring a toxic employee, especially a toxic leader. One toxic leader can cripple an organization.
I hear about the toxic leaders, and I wonder how in the world they get to be a toxic leader. How do they get to be a leader? I don't get that.
Sometimes it's inherited, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is, but you have people that go through the chain, and they're bad. And I don't get it. I don't know how they get through the thing. Anyway.
It happens.
Yeah, Chase, nice to meet you. Appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, nice to meet you. Good luck with what you're doing. There you go.
Just do some research in Wayne Human Capital to connect with Chase Bryant. But yeah, I mean, when I talk to young people, I talk about being passionate, the people, and the pay. Those three P's are the trifecta. And that's what I found here with my radio broadcasting career, Stevie. That's why we've been together over 20 years.
Well, I just wonder if I think it's a great idea to have people test. I mean, a lot of businesses do that. You just got to know what you're reading when you're done with the test.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? And Janet, my wife, would be able to do that stuff.
But I remember reaching out to an intern here at the radio station, and when she sent a picture, she was in a halter top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really?
Yeah. Sometimes you don't get the background needed to do those kinds of things. Because if you go to social media and you're not appropriately dressed with a lampshade on your head, I don't think it's an attractive hire. So, quick sports headline.
Pittsburgh over St. Louis. That final was 11-1. They've got a game starting up at 6:05. You can hear it here on ESPN 93.5. Adam Wainwright, by the way, on the mound, looking for a win. 199. Come on, Adam. We had the Cubs over Detroit. That final was 7-5. Drew Smyly on the mound for the 5:40 start over on US 105.9. Do we want to play Suzuki's homer? Do you know where that one is? Sounded great.
Homered yesterday. And now Suzuki drives one in the air, deep left field. Back goes Badu. Near the wall, it's got a chance. Gone. Home run to left center, Seiya Suzuki. And the Cubs lead 4-0. Here's the pitch. A fly ball into right field. Playable for Suzuki. He's got it. And the Cubs win the ball game.
Yeah, 7-6.
Yeah.
We held on. They were rallying, and the Cubs held on.
Seattle over the Chicago White Sox, 14-2. That's a 7-10 start tonight. Commanders over the Ravens, 29-28, to end Baltimore's 24-game winning streak in the preseason. So that's essentially sports when it comes to our Illini. We're talking Luke Altmyer as the starting quarterback for that Toledo game on Saturday, September 2nd at 6:30. You'll want to celebrate and get in the mode with that 1983 Rose Bowl team. You head on out to Pia's on September 1st after 3 o'clock. We'll have some tickets. We have some giveaways, jerseys from some of our favorite players. We'll be saluting that reunion with Lante and Derek Piper. So get in on the fun. Take note of Pia's on Friday, September 1st after 3.
All right. Special guest coming up next.
Yes.
Stand by.
Tara Herless with the University of Illinois Police Department and the Girl Scouts with Stacey Lefebvre. Diamonds, Desserts, and Distinction is the name of an event coming up on Thursday.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event and vicinity, and we remain in the cusp for today of that heat wave weather pattern that's been playing out to the west and south and none too far away. Excessive heat warnings up in effect for the next couple of days. Cooler, drier air and a cold front forecast to come through the area. Area Friday, and it'll be a far better feel into the weekend, early next week as well. A little patchy fog and haze around for this morning. A hot and humid day's worth of weather, up to 91 with sunshine. Light east wind, warm, buggy tonight. Fair skies down to 73. Very hot, or oppressively humid for the day tomorrow. Tomorrow night into Thursday, sunshine 96 tomorrow, 73 tomorrow night, 98 the forecast high on Thursday. Middle part of the week, those heat index values past 105, approaching 110 out there. Use care and caution. 93, but dropping, and maybe a thunderstorm in spots Friday. Cooler, drier weather for the weekend at 84 on Saturday, 80 on Sunday. Highs near 80 Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Macy's lost money in its recent quarter and its sales declined, though the stock is higher because Macy's is holding up better than expected, and the loss was at least partly related to a pension expense. It was also able to clear out unsold inventory in the quarter. Macy's says it continues to see economic uncertainty, but it's standing by its forecast for the year. Shoppers are still seeking out Macy's for beauty, prestige, cosmetics, women's career sportswear, and men's tailored clothes. However, Dick's Sporting Goods shares are down more than 18%. The retailer missed forecast by a wide margin. It's also reporting an uptick in shoplifting, and Dick's revealed it had job cuts this week, mostly support center staff. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Illini pizza fans at Jets Pizza, they know how to build the perfect pizza. Detroit style is one of them. Fresh made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Jets is Detroit style pizza. Now build your perfect three topping large pizza for just $16.99. You pick your favorite three toppings and build the perfect Jets pizza. A large three topping pizza, just $16.99. Online code top three. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Well, we got diamonds and desserts and distinction coming up with the Girl Scouts. We got Stacy Lefevre. I've never understood the silent B, Stacy. I've never kind of got that. You know?
It's not silent.
L-E, well, it's Fever, Lefevre. Not Fever.
That's right.
Lefevre.
Lefevre.
That's right.
As in Stacy. Kofi and Burr.
That is the first time you've ever had to explain that in your life. So there you go. Stacy Lefevre is Director and Donor of Donor Development. So tell me what you have going on here on Thursday, August 24.
Well, first, thanks, Stevie, to you and Diane for having me on. You've been such generous supporters of this event and Girl Scouts, and so appreciated. And it's our, the distinction part is 31 years in the making, where we honor women in the community who serve as role models for Girl Scouts. The Diamonds and Desserts part has been going on for 7 years in this iteration to combine a little contemporary with the tradition. And our friends at Flora Gyms bring the diamonds part, win a $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, or one of eight $100 gift cards from their prize wall, sweet surprise wall. And then the desserts part is eight area chefs making Girl Scout cookie-inspired dessert samples, bite-sized, for the guests to enjoy and vote for their favorite. And we have judges like Miss Diane.
Yes. It's really hard.
A judge's choice. And yeah, the decisions are extremely hard, whether people's choice or judges. But it's just an all around great evening. The folks with Dish Passionate Cuisine at City View, been with them for some time now. If you've never been to the fourth floor, the Illinois Terminal, it's a great view, it's a great venue, and we have a really good time that night to raise awareness and funds on behalf of Girl Scouts of Central Illinois in the greater Champaign area.
And people can still get tickets, right, Stacy? If you want to go, you can go.
Yes. Today is technically the last day.
Okay.
Obviously, we have some folks that we can take at the door, and we're honoring first responders in light of our debut of Camp Fury, where it exposes older Girl Scouts to first responder careers. So we have three firefighters from Champaign, Urbana, and Danville, UIPD chief, not the first female, but you don't see many females in the law enforcement as a chief, and then retired FBI special agent who was the first female SWAT team commander and has a building named after for that very distinction. We're super excited.
We have Tara Hurlis here with Kirby. She's the superstar for the U of I police, and you're talking about first responders, I think, as part of this event.
Yes, exactly. And Tara and Kirby were part of our debut of Camp Fury that first week of August. And we always knew that we would dovetail of taking advantage of this opportunity to recognize these female first responders as women of distinction, because obviously they are very distinct in their field. Not just for their gender. Don't want to be the first. They may be the first in some ways, but they're not going to be the last. And that's the whole point of Camp Fury, to girls can't be it if they don't see it. And we had just a fantastic week of meeting Tara and Kirby, doing crime scene investigations, repelling towers and performing hose relays. And it was a great week of a couple days of fire, a couple days of law enforcement, police training institutes, Illinois Fire Service Institute. It took a whole big village, Girl Scout staff, community partners in law and fire and supporters, and we had a great week and great graduation of 13 campers in our debut.
Tara, it's too bad you don't take good care of Kirby.
I know. He just went to the spa for the beginning of the school year.
He looks so great here in the studio.
Chicken soup at 90 degrees at 5 p.m. I mean, the whole thing. If you take care of that.
Well, he's got to look good for this event on Thursday.
There you go. He's ready to go, Stacy. We're going to hear from Tara on her aspect of Camp Fury. What do you think, Tara?
I mean, it was great. We were able to get fire and police together. Kirby, he's very excited, as you
can
hear.
Come on, Kirby, say, speak.
Kirby saying, I loved it too.
We were just all able to work together in a realm where we were being just great for this younger generation, hopefully to see us in our professions and maybe possibly take the same steps that we took.
Yeah. And just seeing how you can do this.
Right. And it's a role model, you know. They may not even know that females are in these professions. And when you're doing, you know, fire stuff, you're doing police stuff or EMS, like, if you don't have a role model in that realm, then how do you know that a female can actually do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're doing great. I mean, you're kind of a big star.
And for your boss.
Or is it Kirby? They say Kirby and that woman with Kirby.
Yeah. Everyone always says, hey, Kirby. And actually, just this last week, I said, what's my name? And they're like, I don't remember. That's okay.
Detective Hurlis.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. That's gotcha. Well, it's going to be a great night. And Girl Scouts is booming right now, isn't it, Stacy?
Yeah. We are in knee deep in the 21st century, as I say. About to conclude 2023. We've been around for over 111 years, and there's a reason. There's still a gap, not just in, you know, equity of professions and pay, and but coming out of COVID, girls were always more challenged before COVID, and even more so coming out of it. So we want to support them. We need to support them. And help build that courage, confidence, and character. So whether it's just to get through the school day and make right decisions and find her voice, or to take the next step on an aerial ladder, climbing all the way to the top and ringing a bell, that is true courage, confidence, and character. And that's why we do what we do. And we're obviously very passionate about it, just as, you know, Tara and all of the instructors who were mentors for the week. They're passionate about what they got into, and to see the girls light up at what they accomplished in a matter of moments, over a matter of days, across a week, it was pretty darn special to know that you're making a difference in one girl's life more than one girl's life, and you just keep growing from there and keep giving what you can, and that's time, talent, and for this fundraiser, yes, treasure. Help us raise awareness and funds for the Girl Scout mission.
Stacy Lefebvre, Director of Donor Development, coming up Thursday at City View Banquet Meeting Center. It's the 2023 Women of Distinction Honoring Area Female First Responders, Diamonds and Desserts and Distinction.
And you can get your ticket at getyourgirlpower.org.
And Tara, thank you for coming in.
No problem.
Always a pleasure to see you, Detective.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for
you
having
so
us.
Much. Thank you, Kirby.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Stacy. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank
All right.
you so much.
You betcha. It's going to be a great event coming up Thursday night.
Getyourgirlpower.org.
ESPN 93.5, news, weather, sports, all coming up.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing.
I'm
Tell
Neil
me about
Caruto,
what you've got
and
planned
this
coming up.
Is the Fox
September
Business
9th,
Report.
We have our spiritual spa day.
Macy's
we have
lost money in its recent quarter and its sales declined. Though the
Brenda,
stock
who does
is higher
sound
because
healing,
Macy's is holding up better than
balls,
expected.
Drea,
and the loss
does
was at least
facials,
partly related to a pension expense.
And we have Emily, who does
also
massages.
Able to clear out unsold inventory
tickets,
in the quarter.
So
Macy says it continues to see economic uncertainty, but it's standing by its forecast for the year. Shoppers are still seeking out Macy's for beauty, prestige, cosmetics, women's career sportswear, and men's tailored
News,
clothes.
I'm Therese
However,
Dick's
shot of Sporting Goods shares are down more than
18%
as the retailer
Lake Tahoe
missed forecast by a wide margin. It's also
After
reporting
Biden
an uptick in
shoplifting,
and Dick's
Maui.
Revealed it had job cuts this week, mostly support center staff. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola.
Eight for the debate, the first GOP presidential debate in Milwaukee on Fox tomorrow night, minus the frontrunner Donald Trump, will turn himself into Georgia's Fulton County Thursday for processing likely a mugshot. Cash bail $200K
True Crime Podcast
on charges over Georgia's election recount.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
Having an RFK Jr. moment with a shirtless video of Vivek playing tennis. Meanwhile, the Democrat Kennedy tells Fox he won't be taking his shirt off again, joking, he got in too much trouble the first time. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Dangerous hot weather hitting the state. National Weather Service has temps in the 90s. Heat index values as high as 115. There's an excessive heat warning in effect for much of the state till Thursday night. Extreme heat and humidity will prevail. Find places to stay cool. Kankakee man charged in a deadly shooting in Watsika. State police say officers found Amanda Peterson and Joseph Robinson shot to death last Thursday in the 300 block of West North Street. A third shooting victim was sent to the hospital. Authorities arrested Scott Peterson, charging him with murder in the case. Illinois launching an effort to address food deserts across the state. Policy supports existing grocers and encouraging new grocery stores to open through incentive opportunities. Legislation also allows grocery stores receiving grants as part of the program to be designated as high-impact businesses, providing them the opportunity to receive tax credits and other incentives. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Manhattan, Saturday, and excessive heat warnings up and in effect, and particularly for the days tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, when heat index values will surpass 105, approach 110 or higher. Use care and caution with very oppressive humidity and high dew point values. Not much of a significant drop in temperatures until the late night hours. We do have a cold front scheduled to come through the area on Friday that may generate a thunderstorm. More seasonal temperatures expected and far more comfortable humidity levels come the weekend and into early next week as well. A little patchy fog around this morning. A hot and humid day's worth of weather with sunshine about 91 with the light east wind 73.4 tonight. Hot and humid and certainly an oppressive day's worth of weather tomorrow night into Thursday. 96 tomorrow, 70s tomorrow night. Highs up to 98 on Thursday. 93 with maybe a thunderstorm on Friday. Low to mid 80s for Saturday and Sunday. Highs near 80 Monday and Tuesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, last segment of the program here in the next 25 minutes. I'm Stevie J, Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Think about what we were talking about with toxic workplaces. Mm-hmm. And, you know, first of all, I'm so sorry if you work in a toxic, or you know somebody who works in a toxic workplace, because it's not necessary because the market is so looking for good people. But then you say, well, I've got so many years in, we got all the benefits and they're really good. But it's just so hard to move, and I get all that for sure, but there are jobs to be had and people are looking, there's no doubt. But can you imagine, and just take another step, I mean, the man we talked to, Chase Bryant, does all these personality tests, mm-hmm. and a lot of businesses do that. It's just assessing based on the components of what you're, you know, doing as a pre-requirement to employment. So they're going through it, and so you're not on probation, because I don't know who doesn't have a probation. I mean, I think at this point, maybe some people, depending on the level, please come to work, right, and show up. That's kind of the baseline. I hope they show up, particularly in the food industry,
service
and fast food and that kind of a thing.
Ugh.
But can you imagine the money to be made if you work with universities on recruitment, where you can see their talent and their ability, but you can't see what's inside of their body? And keep in mind that the Division I Power 5 recruits have had people, an entourage, if you will, surrounding them since they were five. Because mm-hmm. they're going to the league, right? They're going to go play pro when like 1% makes, I mean, that's okay. Everybody dreams, like, it's great to dream, but it's hard. But if you were able to go to a coach and coaching staff and university and said, you're looking at these five guys, two of them you shouldn't take. Well, why? Because they can, well, here's why. The other question is, would these Power 5 high recruits even take the test? You have to talk to my people. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't need to do that. You saw my reel. Yeah, but we kind of want to know what's inside of you.
When
the going gets tough, who quits? Who has that eye of the tiger? Very impossible. Because you don't know if they, in their head, in the deep bowels of their, they don't really want to play. They get a scholarship. They go to school for free. In some cases, now they get some money. Family's kind of dependent on them. You don't want to disappoint Aunt Betty, who knew you were going to do it. I mean, there's a lot of extraneous things you don't even think about. The girlfriend's been texting. You've really got this thing. And this mm-hmm. other guy over here said, you promised me I could get that thing. And then there's just a complicated life
well,
now.
And maybe the way they grew up, they didn't have the kind of influences that they should have, you know.
They just had a lot of people around riding in the train. And there's a lot of recruit guys that you shouldn't take based on a reel. Because a lot of guys, it's kind of close. I mean, the top guys, that's easy. Because everybody wants them, and it's impeccable, the athleticism, the seemingly character that, you know, you don't know that part. You can't dig inside between the ears. You really, but sometime when they answer questions, it can reveal some things that learned people can explain to you as to why they show, if they answer this way, this is what that means. And you'd want to know that, particularly when it's kind of a tough call. What tends to happen, I think, is that everybody's on this guy. We got to get on this guy. Well, who's the guy? And sometimes you don't care about their character. And let's be honest, you do, but you really don't. If they're that good, you sort it out and try and change them. You know, if the freak athlete comes in and he's a problem, you just try and work with it. Just
right.
Because they're so good. That kind of thing. It's just. But there's the money. If you charge every university $100,000 to be their recruiting person, and you're 90% likely to be correct.
Yeah.
How valuable is that when you know what's going on inside their body?
I love that.
Versus, it's just tricky to do.
Right. I agree.
But I think of my
dad, Francis Eugene Ducey, and he was the business agent for the Plasters and Cement Masons for so many years and guided so many into the apprenticeship program. But we had 13 different foster kids in and out of our home, and they were always teenagers. It was this gap between, I had 7 years between me and my sister, who was older than me, as the baby of, you know, six Ducey kids. Anyway, it was in that chapter of life when I was like 10 and everybody else had flown the coop that they were taking on these teenagers. And Dad always knew, you know, if you're angry, let's go out and saw some wood, you know, work it out. There's a way to direct any kind of character, you know, flaws that someone else might see, that could be a skilled if it's redirected in some kind of way.
Well, that was a great, great idea and strategy, but what you guys brought, and whether you knew it or not, was love. You actually cared about them. You watched what they were doing. You corrected them. You said, you don't do that here. We ain't doing that. I mean, you were there, and these days, a lot of times, there's nobody. So, but you guys were, and you had a big heart to bring people in and maybe to help guide you and also to, you know, teach and learn, and they can learn from you, and you know, and all the things that the Ducey family did as a legacy. you blessed a lot of people. I don't know if you're in touch with all those foster kids, but I'm sure a lot of them turned out just great.
Uh-huh.
And probably a big part of it was your family.
Well, and there's people who are leaders who can see that. You know, there was a thing in the paper, Sarah Sanders, that was at the junior high, and the kid was tapping his pen the whole time. And that, you know, make him a drummer. It's a perfect idea. If somebody in their life can help steer these people.
No, you're right, and Sarah's going to be great. That's Topper Steinman's daughter.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah, Topper was a legendary counselor at Jefferson.
Absolutely.
And I saw him recently, but Sarah's his daughter, and so to be able to go behind a little bit, there's no question, you know, and that's a great example of channeling.
Yes.
But sometimes that isn't going to do it either. Sometimes there's just a lot of complexities and experiences that really make this a real, real tough deal. And we got maybe more of that going on because of breakup of the families and things like that.
But if the potential employer can see some of these talents and redirect and use the talents
and I don't know, skill set. Big time companies administer tests. I'm sure FedEx and Carl, I'm sure they're...
Well, my daughter Gabby getting through at Kohl's corporate office up in Milwaukee.
And so you take a test and sometimes it indicates this and sometimes it indicates drive and willingness and that you don't know you're answering that way. That's what it
and
shows.
For her, the military background, being part of the Army and the Illinois Army National Guard, was a huge asset to her.
No question. If you get through all that, then there's a lot of character in there. So, yeah, but I'm just, athletically, I've always thought about that. I said, you just create a system that is better than what they have and deeper and more accurate. It's difficult. You'll need some psychiatrists and some psychologists and counselors and research people that are learned in writing the questions the right way. It was what Janet, my wife, did for 30 plus years. She knows how to position the question, which is everything. Because if it's not asked properly, it won't be right.
Right.
Anyway, it's a need, because with all that's going on, the investments you make in these athletes now with the money, and then all of a sudden, they're just a flake. And the tendencies are kind of, but boy, man, do you see how they go to the basket? Wow. He jumped higher than the rim, man. His head was above the rim. So there's things that just make you say, well, we'll figure it out, but look at that.
Right.
And then you if you don't have deep inside, you know, what made Michael Jordan Michael Jordan? It was something so deep inside that he couldn't stand to lose.
Right.
And, you know, it's very rare to have people like that, where they're just saying, ain't going to happen.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes, this incredible Netflix series with quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes is one of the features. It executive produces Peyton Manning. It's really good. But just to see, Patrick Mahomes is just one of those rare birds that says, this is no way.
Yeah.
We're not losing this.
That thing. Competitive
they
edge.
Just can't, and they can't. They've already won a Super Bowl, but they just ain't losing.
Mm-hmm.
It is rare. And if you're able to pick that out and you have 10 people and you say, those two have that, all the tendencies show that they're not going to, are they good enough to have the impact though? Are they talented enough? I mean, there's the complexity of all that stuff. Anyway, 842-217-359-2255. You want to jump on a text, you're welcome to. ESPN 93.5, we'll check your sports headlines coming up.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have, we're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes. You know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
All right, time for some sports headlines. Diane has that.
Pittsburgh beat St. Louis 11-1. You probably really zipped through that game, if at all, right?
Didn't watch a lot of it. Okay. I kind of fast-forwarded to Mason wins at bats because now we're looking at next
Mason?
Year.
I think he did something.
No hits last night.
Okay.
But, you know, he's a young kid. He's 21. He and Jordan Walker, I think, are going to be starters next year.
And we feel connected to him because he's on our Cardinal Caravan.
Great kid. I played the interview with him I had last week. I played that on the air. Mason is a great young man. It's amazing how poised these young kids are. But, yeah, no, Cardinal fans aren't used to not worrying about baseball from July on. It just doesn't happen often. And here's hoping they can fix it for next year.
Yes, I think they haven't been in the cellar really since 1990, I was hearing.
33 years ago, the Cardinals finished last, and they're headed that way. But the good news, Bucky, you're going to get a high draft pick. So you'll get a top six draft pick, which will be a really good player.
Okay.
So there you go.
And Adam Wainwright on the mound tonight, 6:05 start here on ESPN 93.5. Cubs over Detroit, 7-5. Drew Smyly on the mound, taking on Reese Olson for the Detroit Motor City Kitties. That's a 5:40 start across the hallway here at US 105.9. So Seattle over Chicago's White Sox 14-2. Mike Clevinger on the mound for the White Sox with a 7:10 start from Chicago's south side. Michigan, a self-imposed 3-game suspension. Allegations during COVID-19 and the dead period of what Jim Harbaugh was doing behind the scenes. The alleged violation has him sitting out the first 3 games before the Big Ten season begins.
Yeah. And how about the last three? How do they feel about the last three?
I like that.
Yeah, I don't
now
think
that's
so.
A penalty.
I don't think so.
When it comes to football, the Colts All-Pro running back Jonathan Taylor at the age of 24 is got permission to seek a trade.
I don't
with
get that.
Significant
I mean,
compensation.
Well, he doesn't do anything.
I know.
The teams have to do it.
So
you can seek a trade. So you're calling your guy. You're,
right.
I don't get it.
Or does his manager work out
something? Yeah, he just tells his manager. But the teams have to agree to a trade. So I don't know why Jonathan Taylor's going to go get a Subway. I mean, what's he going to do about it?
Uh-huh. So when it comes to the Bears, it looks like left guard Tevin Jenkins has a leg injury. So that was something that was trending also when it comes to NFL action, along with the Commanders over the Ravens 29-28 to end Baltimore's 24 winning streak in the preseason. Luke Altmyer, our starting quarterback for the Toledo game on September 2nd at 6:30. Boy, I'm looking forward to that. Go Illini.
You betcha. All right, we'll check your weather. ESPN, Greg Solier, our meteorologist extraordinaire. Love having him on. He's accurate. He's good. He's thoughtful. And he might come to the Toledo football game. It would be fun to have Greg here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stand by. It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. So we have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls. We have Drea, who does facials. And we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets. And so you'll have a half hour of each. And then I'll be there and we can make candles too.
So it's going to be just a very relaxing, wonderful time together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We only have 12 tickets available.
And it's what, $400 or $500?
No, it's only $200.
For all of that.
Exactly.
So you're talking facial, massage, the crystal bowls.
Yes.
Which are going to relax and maybe put them to sleep.
Exactly.
And then they might make candles.
Exactly. And you'll walk out feeling like the best version of yourself. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us, or my Instagram, happyhealing_center.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
Illini fans, get ready to join Stevie J Broadcasting at Pia's for our kickoff event after 3 p.m. on Friday, September 1st. The Illini will face Toledo at 6:30 on Saturday. We'll have tickets to the game, coolers, koozies, hats, shirts, as well as jerseys for some of your Illini favorites. The first U of I football game is the 83 Rose Bowl reunion. We're planning on some special guests to join myself, Lante, and Derek Piper on the air live from Pia's Friday, September 1st as we say, go Illini. Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event and vicinity, and we remain in the cusp for today of that heat wave weather pattern that's been playing out to the west and south and none too far away. Excessive heat warnings up in effect for the next couple of days. Cooler, drier air and a cold front forecast to come through the area Friday, and it'll be a far better feel into the weekend early next week as well. A little patchy fog and haze around for this morning. A hot and humid day's worth of weather up to 91 with sunshine, light east wind, warm, buggy tonight, fair skies down to 73. Very hot, oppressively humid for the day tomorrow. Tomorrow night into Thursday, sunshine 96 tomorrow, 73 tomorrow night, 98 the forecast high on Thursday. Middle part of the week, those heat index values past 105, approaching 110 out there. Use care and caution. 93, but dropping and maybe a thunderstorm in spots Friday. Cooler, drier weather for the weekend at 84 on Saturday, 80 on Sunday, highs near 80 Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the Premier and Professional Executive Boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2586. Go Illini!
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You ought to call Kurt Lenshaw and you ought to get life insurance.
Yeah, I need to do that.
I mean, it is, I can't tell you how much I think about that.
You do?
I do.
Huh.
Because I feel great.
But now that I haven't been doing that since the kids were young, that's usually when you sign up and you throw in like, what, 10 bucks a month or whatever, you don't feel it. Now for me, I want it in the last 25 years or whatever. It's going to be 100 bucks a month. That's going to be hard.
It is, but the peace of mind I have for that, if something happens to me, Janet's fine.
Right.
She didn't have to work. That's huge. And you have to, as you get older, they're going to want to know how your health is. They're going to ask questions about how you're doing. And thankfully, I passed all that. And I just Kurt Lenshaw can get you some State Farm life insurance. And if you can qualify, I'm shocked at the peace of mind I have knowing that no matter what happens, Janet's good.
That's right.
And I don't want to leave her where she has to find a job.
Right.
Why would I leave her in bad situation? So I feel great about that. I think every I don't know, it's sexist. Every man ought to think that's my responsibility.
Right, to support my family when I'm gone.
Make sure that there's something there so they appreciate your thoughtfulness in trying to figure it out. Because it's a bad situation when all I didn't expect them to die.
Right.
But anyway, so
wouldn't be a bad idea to write down your funeral thoughts too, so people get it right. I need to do that.
I haven't done any of that, but I just.
I mean, I went to one a couple of weeks ago that I was singing the songs, and Ray Billman was the vocalist. I'm like, this is the way I want mine because Ray is awesome, and you know all of that.
Anyway, State Farm Insurance, Kurt Linschell. Yeah. All right, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes. Good Morning Therapy, stevejay.com, if you want to listen back to our podcast.
Getting close as Apollo 13, one of my top 10 movies, to say the earth is getting big in the window.
Yes.
Football is a week from Saturday.
Go Illini.
A lot of fun with that. All right, thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. The boys this afternoon on The Drive at 3. Have a great Tuesday.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
The Girl Scouts of Central Illinois are excited to host the premier event, Diamonds, Desserts, and Distinction, on Thursday, August 24th. The evening will feature Girl Scout cookie-inspired desserts, the recognition of area female first responders as the 2023 Women of Distinction, and more. Funds raised through the event will support local Girl Scout programs that teach essential life skills. Don't miss this special event on Thursday, August 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the City View Banquet and Meeting Center. Get tickets and find out more at getyourgirlpower.org. Back to school at the University of Illinois means a fresh start, new experiences, and the chance to celebrate some of the university's most cherished traditions. One of the greatest traditions at the U of I is Homecoming Week. There will be a 5K on Sunday, October 14th to start the Homecoming Week festivities, a parade on the evening of Friday, October 20th that will end at Grange Grove, and the big homecoming football game against Wisconsin on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on this year's homecoming events, visit homecoming.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
Hey, it's Stevie J. I have a Stever offer. This is the crazy program where some radio guy gives out money and you get to spend it. Today, Kramer Siding and Windows. You need some siding, need some windows? That's easy. What about pergolas or anything in the backyard? Kramer Siding and Window does a lot. And here's the offer. Are you ready? I'm giving you $1,000 to spend there. That's it. There's no restrictions. You don't have to spend any other amount but $1,000 if that's all you want to spend. But it's $1,000 here. All you have to do is go to GoStever.com or text in Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, to 217-359-2255. Then you take your $1,000, you get hold of Kramer Siding and Window, they'll give you a quote, you decide what you do with your $1,000. Okay, it's our Stever offer for today, extraordinary and new, $1,000, period. Kramer Siding and Window, GoStever.com or text in Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, to 217-359-2255, and good luck. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.